ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניה. רש"י says, מסתם עלמא מדת מקדים זין, רש"י says, ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם, לפניהם ולא לפני אויבי כיכובים. ואפילו יודעתו בדין אחד שהם דונים מויסה כדיני ישראל, even if you know that they done כדיני ישראל, אל תביאי בערכו יש אלוהים, שעמי ודיני ישראל לפני הרמים מחללס השם ומייקר שם האלילים להשביחו. דוויסן, רש"י says that לפני ולא יודעים, לפני יודעים כרחובים, even if you know that the din emes will be emes by the goyim, is the איסור to go ברחוס to the goyim. Before you start the parsha of Mishpatim, person has to know this chazal and to live this chazal, that even if you know that the goy will be done כמו שצריך, is the issue to go to go to court. People think, Alamola, but Lamaisa, I owe the money, and Lamaisa, you know, no one else is giving me, so I'm using the base mishpat, I'm using the goyim, I'm using the rechoes. Rashi says, Sachil Hashem. I heard once, I think, from Rav Shach, maybe I'm wrong, that, you know, in Haitik Adoyres, a lot of times you see that, you know, people feel if you go to base, then you lose. If you go to, if you need your money, if you really want to get your money, you have to go to court. If you go to Beis Din, you will lose. This is the atmosphere that people feel a lot of time over life. So, Gizok, Chazal say, Kol ha-godl mechaveiro yitzre godl ha-emenu. Val tzot shechilul Hashem to go to Erechoes, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it like it's so shver, that it's like it's so shver, so looks so not lemaisadik to go to the Beis Din sometimes, but does it in Yisrael. When the Bishnu was a chilul Hashem gomu, if a person goes to Erechoes. I heard once from Shalom Pavarsky that in Ponovich was a bachur. He went in this medrash and he found 15 pounds, English pounds. So they went to ask the Chazanish, what is the halacha? So the Chazanish said, Arei Elu Shaloi. Arei Elu Shaloi. Motza Moez Mefuzorim, Arei Elu Shaloi. They came back to the Chazanish. And they asked the Chazanish. But the Gemara says, Yehu Shaloi Midas Loya Veyosh. So why Arei Elu Shaloi? So the Chazanish said, the Gemara says, Odom Osu Lemashmash Bekisui Bechol Shoh. Vemele, Se Ayush. He went back to Bis Medrash, and there was four bochim. They were standing in four different corners of Bis Medrash, and they checked for an hour, and no one was mamashmash bekisa. So they came back to the Chazanish. Told the Chazanish, we're in Bis Medrash. We saw bochim sitting and learning Baruch Hashem. No one was mamashmash bekisa. I feel it one time. So why the Chazanish paskins that this bochim that found the 50 pounds could take it to himself? There's no Yush. It's not Yush Shalom Midas Le'avi Yush. So the Chazanish said, Afal Piken, Afal Piken. So the Gvendor of Chassidus Shebocher. So the Chassidus Shebocher asked the Chazanish, Efshel the Rebbe meant the Baal Shem. But in Baal Shem state, is a Zoya. The Zoya state, Eile HaMishpotim, state in Zoya HaKodesh, Eile Seder Gilgulay. הדין סדר גלגולי, אלה המשפטים, what is אלה? אלה סדר גלגולי. So the Baal Shem explains, what's the pshat, אלה סדר גלגולי? So the Baal Shem, when a person steals money, so they bring him back to the world to give back the money. Shat is how he gives it back. He comes to this world, and he decides to give Yenim a present. So he's giving it as this world. How he pays back the money that he owes from the Letzter Gilgul? I mean, he works by Yenim. So Yenim pays him. Yenim has to pay him as the Nayavelt. how he pays back the money that he owes him as the altavel, as the last time, how he pays it back. So the Chaznish answers, so the Baal Shem answers, the way it goes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a person to lose money, and someone finds it. And even if someone finds the money, Al Pi Aloche Be'etzem, the first person is not Me'yash. The first person is not Me'yash. So Be'etzem, the money belongs to the person that lost the money. Nor the aloch in Choshen Mishpat is Motzo Moiz Mefuzorim Areilu Shaloi. So Yenem keeps the money, but the Maizet belongs to Yenem. Zog the Baal Shem, and this is the way that the Gilgul, the money goes back. So now Chassanish Baruch asked the Chassanish, after the Chassanish meant the Baal Shem. So I heard Reb Shalom Pavarsky, he was there, he told me that the Chassanish said, yeah. I don't think the Chassanish meant Dafka that he means the Baal Shem. He meant that the halachas of the Torah don't change. I don't think he meant that he means the Baal Shem. We have a Torah, and the Torah doesn't change. Chazal say, oh, the motion of Mashmash. The Maaser of Scheinberg says that if you find money b'zman hazeh, to give it to tzedakah. While people are nashmash mashmash b'kisa b'chol shah, the Gemara says a reason. Adam also nashmash b'kisa b'chol shah. It's in ishtakah time the Gemara. This brings us back to the famous Maaser for Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. The famous Maaser of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was a Yid. Sat and learned Yoimon V'layla Choshev et Talmid Chochem. Every year, 1 month, he would go to the Mischol to do business. 1 month. He would go to the Yerid, he would buy Schoira, he would sell it. U'mizeh o'isa parnesosei shel kol ha'shana. After a lot of years, his Rebbetzin told him, Chaval on this year. Every year, Chaval on this month. Every month, once a year, you go for a month for business. You know, give me the money. I know already the schoira you buy. I will go. I will buy the schoira. I will sell it. And we'll have the parnasa. Chaval, if you go every time, once a year, for a month, to spend time. So he gave her the money. She went to the Yerid, and she lost the money. She didn't know what to do. She started to scream, yell, fainting. You know, her husband, now the husband doesn't have how to learn. They had an X amount of money. The husband will take it every year to the Yerid. They would buy the schoira, sell it, and from that he would have the parnasa. Now that she lost the money, the husband will have to stop to learn. Kitzur, she's going around yelling, screaming. Kitzur comes over a Yid. And he found the money. So everyone tells him, no, you have to give it back. So he said, no, ich will nicht. The Gemara says, Matzo Moes, Einach and Ami, it has a semen, or Be'ir Shechubo Akum, the Gemara says, the person is Meyash. So Me'levad, the Gemara says, the person is Meyash. So Anan Tzadi, that you are Meyash, so it's Ir Shechubo Akum, I don't have to give it back. She said, listen, if you don't give it back to me, you have to understand, my husband can't learn. He said, your husband can't learn, if I give it back to you, I can't marry off my kids. So Val da Aloch is Areilu Shelo, ich will nicht sein a Tzadik. So they went to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said that the person has to give it back. They asked Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, why you have to give it back? Motzo b'yir shiru ba'akum. So Gmor in Eilu Metzir, so Aval, you don't have to be ma'achris. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said, but the money belongs to the husband, not to the Isha. The husband, l'kul ha'alme, doesn't know about it. He gave the Isha permission to buy. He didn't give her a koyach to be miyash for him. So while he never knows about it, and the shayla is again. So, and that's the halacha, the taki gave it back. Aber eins noch dinne, hier noch kurz, zu verkaufen das meiste. Als dinne die Gemorre, moizu 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 moizu. And we don't say maybe it belongs to the husband and he gave it to the wife to buy something and she lost it. The halacha is, if you meitzu mois, you assume that the person is meyash. You assume the person is Mayash. If you assume that a person is Mayash, so Lemaise, maybe it belongs to the husband. So Rabbi Zichana says no, but if the Lemaise belongs to the husband, and Lemaise, the husband is not Mayash, so even if the Isha is Mayash, it doesn't make a difference. So the Nishan is Lemaise, Lalocha Lemaise today. If a person finds money, yeah? So maybe in time of the Gemara, so the Shal is why the Gemara Taki says, the Motza Moise Mefuzorim Ma'elu Shaloi. Maybe it belongs to the husband, and the wife lost it, and the husband is not Miyash, he only sent it to buy something. So what we're saying, time of the Gemara, most of the people that went in the street were the husbands, yeah? The Isha never went in the street with money. So to feed them, if you find money today, Taki, you can't take it. Because today, Anoshim Shavim Bashuk, and the money belongs to the husband, the Isha can be Miyash. So if you find money, the halacha will be different. Especially you have also Ketanim. Ketanim also Labne Yehoshninu. Hazay, we go Basaroiv. It's Gdoilim. But it's Mechzo al Mechzo Noshim, Miut Ketanim. So Lachur, if you find money Bezman Hazay, the halacha would be that you can't take they say over, Reb Shalom Shvadron will say Alamol in Parshas, I think in the Sefer, bring it down, I think about Mishpatim, will say over Alamol the Maisav, the Rebbe Reb Zushe, said that Amol was a person, the Rebbe Reb Zushe was going around, he went around to collect money, to marry off his kids. He came to a city, and in the city he was passing over a house, and he heard screaming, yelling in the house. So he went over to find out what is this screaming, yelling. So he came over and to tell him his almana here. She had to marry off her kids. Today was the day of the chasana. She had an extra amount of money, I think it was 500 ruble, to marry off her daughter. But the chasana said he doesn't trust the almana. Father gave the rain to the chuppah. He wants to see the money. So he told him, he said, an hour before the chuppah you'll get the money. Kids, like he came an hour before the chuppah, so the chasana says, so the farmer gave to the chuppah, he will send the money, no, not them. So the almana goes to the house. She wants to take the money from the drawer where she had the money, and she sees the money is not there. Kitzer, the chassid says, if there's no money, there's no shidduch. Kala's ready standing with the kala dress, all ready to go down to the chuppah. Chassid says, ungel, again, he shall up to the chuppah. So the mother fainted, the kala fainted, they wake them up, they faint again. So Rebbe Zusha said, how was the money? They said it was 3 bills of 300, 2 bills of 50, and 4 bills of 20, 2 bills of 10. He said, exactly, this is the money that I found. I managed to find the money. Bidyuk Moshu. So I'll go down to the hotel where I'm staying. I'll bring the money. So they went down to the hotel to bring the money. He comes back. Everyone is standing. The chosen says, I wanted to give me back the money. Says Elzachak, Lemay said, I could have kept the money to myself. I could have kept the money. I think I get a schar at least 50 ruble. Zag the chosen Elzachak, I'm only going down if it's 500. It's 450, I'm not going down to the chuppah. So if you don't want, I'm not giving it back at all. The longim started the time, it was the shayres yishuchu ba'akum. It's only if the person himself lost it. But if a ganav steals it and you find it in the way, no shayres yishuchu ba'akum. It says, I mean, the Gemara state is that if you find it, kids, I'm not giving back the money. If I'm not getting a 50, I'm not getting the kids who gave Zachon Tailis, Ayrahim. Kids, they schlepped into the rabbi of the town. And the Rav passed that Avada b'chay gavnei that is klor that the person was not miyash. Avada, you have to give back the money. There's no shaila about it. Chutzpah v'yid is asking for schar for Shabbos Aveda. Lo yishomanu kezois b'Yisrael. Tzatrif v'di kezach. They hit him. They threw him out of the city. It's years later, one of the people of the city, he came to the Rebbe of Zusha and he told him, I don't understand. Everyone says about him such nice zachen. He was not embarrassed to ask for 50 ruble for the schar for Hashavas Aveda. There's no yush b'chai gav, no yush ruba akum. There's no shaykhis to yush ruba akum. Even to yush ruba akum, but when we know that it's fagadav and the person tainis bebori, okay, I'm not going to the shayla now. But a bizarre, So he said, listen, I can't answer you. It's taka shtarke kashe, pas nisht. But when he comes over, I will ask him. Taka machtachil Hashem. So he came over, and then the Rebbe asked him, tell me, I'm sorry, tochen to ask, v'schav v'ashov v'saveide, ayal al adas. So he told him, chas v'sholem, you think I asked v'schav v'ashov v'saveide? I can't just get v'schav v'ashov v'saveide. No votes. So I was passing, the mice, I went around the world to collect money for my daughter. And I managed to collect $500 to marry off my daughter, finally 500 ruble to collect to marry off my daughters. And two daughters he had to marry off. I was passing near this house and I saw the Salmone and the Yesayim of the Sons of Reparshe. Kol Almona Lysanu, Kol Gav Yosem Lysanu. It's a mitzvah gdailah to help the Almona. I decided I'm giving the money. The Yitzhahori came over to me and told me, Zushe, Herzachayim. 100 years given as a tzaddik. All of his money to give for Yenem, I pushed him away. I decided, but then maybe they'll feel not comfortable. People will feel that I'm a choshev yid. So I said, I will ask Simonim, and I will pretend that I found it, and I will go back to the hotel, and I will change the money. And b'meilah, they will really think that it's theirs. The Yitzhahori came over to me, as a tzidkes, 200 years given. Pushed him away. I came back to the hotel and I started to change the money. I went to the Nishkin, like, 300s to 50s, 440s to 20. It's all came over to me. Mamish, you're not even leaving a mark. That one day person, you know, you could tie it later, that's a diner, you know, when everyone will take a thing that he found it when you go. 300 years, Nishkin, as a tzadi. I pushed him away. Shas Maisa, I'm going to give it, and I know I'm giving it the zil. Le'olam, no one will know. I'm not even giving a rem, it's not even telling one person before. Kind of the Baracha tells me, Herzachai, 500 years noch nicht gewesen as a tzaddik. I felt I can't push him away. The guy is coming into me. I decided, you know what, I will do something. I'll make myself a bizarre. I will ask for schar. They'll mevaze me, they'll be mashpil me. My ganze geus will gain away. So I said, I want the schar. And then they will mashpil me, they threw out. Hazei chobar eine mitzvah, l'shem shamayim en ganzen. This is the reason I didn't ask for schar. The pasuk starts, and a vedivri that is a alochim begabe yofer begabe yetsa, and then Gemara says, "Im amar yemar ha'eved, or hafti es adoni es ishti ve'ezbona elo yetsa chofshi ve'igish el adoni ve'lo eloiki ve'igish el adelas ha'mezuzah ve'rotza adoni ve'sonu ve'barzeh ve'avod elo elo." Chazal tell us two chazalim. One Chazal tell us why we roitzea the oznoi shel the eved. Oizen sheshoma bar Sinai kilibne Yisrael avodim. Gemara says fakert. A ganev is two kind of eved ivris. One that is nimkar begnevosoi, and one is nimkar because stam wanted to sell himself. He needed money. So in the first one, the Gemara says oizen sheshoma bar Sinai. Then the Gemara says, this is Mochru Beistim. Moicher Atzmoi. Oizen Sheshoma Be'ar Sinai. Ki Libne Yisrael Avodim. Ve'le Avodim Le Avodim. Ve'holcho. Ve'mocho Atzmo. Tirotza. So before she explains, Stamps, Amot Nezach. If you roitza the Ganev, because Oizen Sheshoma Be'ar Sinai Le Signov. Ve'holcho Ve'gonvo Tirotza. So why you not ritzea his oizen right away? Why only when he says, I want to stay, you ritzea his oizen? If the ritzea is, oizen sheshoma ba'asina le'signoim, ve'holcho ve'gon v'tirotza, so l'chu miyad when he steals. Miyad when he steals. Why only later? And the same thing in the second Eved, chavad eshver, moicher atzmoi. Moses says, "Ki libne Yisrael avodim avodayim vele avodim le avodim." So miyad when he sells himself, why in the second time? So the Mefoshim explained to Zachar, and the Ganev they say very poshut, and the Ganev the punishment for the Ganev was, Vali's a Ganev, we decided to punish him. How we will punish him? We'll sell him. Say. That's the best of punishment. But after 6 years that he wants to stay, so weißt du, ist und ich gehabt. Und ich gehabt. Der Einisch. He didn't feel what is the oinish. So then b'meile, we reitzeya him. Same thing, moicher atzmoi. And the first time, maybe he needed the money. He sold himself because he needs money. But he wants to stay. Avdem is takia atayin. Aber Rab Lochem tells, will explain alemol, he said a very gewaldike knetsch. He would say like this. It's mamish mazmud the chazal. Says that the person sells himself, he needs money. No, was kommentar. Person steals. Say that. Nebach, we punish him, we need the money. Zakta Hazay. And that, we don't punish him. Later in life, he wants to stay. Now, when he wants to stay, he's not a bad person. He likes his wife, he likes his kids, he got married here. He has a whole family. He wants to stay. So then we punish him. Not for what happened now. Oh, but why you came to that matzah? Because you stole yesterday. And this caused you now to stay. We make a ritziah. Why you want to stay? Because you sold himself. He says like this. A person that stole, we sell him. Then he likes the family, he wants to stay. So Be'etzim, now you can tell him, avodim. Now it's too bad, he likes his family, too bad. But we oinish him for the sheirish, but it's your fault. While you did le'signoiv, you came to this matzav. So avdem kum de oinish, avde sheirish. What was goyer the ganze aveire? What was goyer the ganze aveire? The same thing, and Meicher Atzmoi. We're not punishing him now on what he wanted to say. We're punishing him on the Sheirish. I want to say, a Givaldik Zach, Rebbe Lepian says it in his Nusach, andere Zog is in another Nusach. But this is a Yesod for this Parsha. We know the last Parsha finished Kabbalah Sateira. This Parsha is Eile HaMishpotim. We start with Eile HaMishpotim. I would think, noch matn teire, you know what is the first mitzvah? Korbonis. It's Kedusha, Tare. You finish Kabbalah Sateire, Eile HaMishpotim. It's like mit Kleinika. So how did the Mefoshim explain that? Benonim Lachaveiroi, this is the klal. Person is not careful on Gezel. That's the word Golmish. When the Ger came to Rabbi Kiva, to Hillel, Madison Yaloch Lisavid Lechavroch, V'after Lechavroch, Komoich Rozel Klal Godel Bateire, this is the Yisrael of the Yiddishkeit. Person is not careful on someone else's money, it's a Golmish. But what is the first parsha? Not even that. And the Divri. Sheshoma Be'ar Sinai Ki Libne Yisrael Avodim, Ve'le Avodai Le'Avodim, Ve'holach Ve'kono Odei Le'atzmoi. Rebbele Lepian would say like this. He didn't sell himself to a guy. He sold himself to a Yid that the Yid will let him to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. What is the big taina? Ki libne Yisrael avodim ve le'avodim le'avodim. Zogt Rebbe Lepian, the only way that a person could be matzliach in Torah if he feels that he's meshubet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If he's not meshubet to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if someone else could schedule his day, it can't be matzliach zayin. It can't be matzliach zayin. Zochanu es adoga asher noichal chinom b'mitzrayim. Chinom min ha-mitzves. Fashteinish. Chinom min ha-mitzves, but the Mitzrim told you to work day and night. Saval, we're very happy that we eat them. But when the Yitzhak comes to a person, he's free. Klal Yisrael said, was worth to be free in Mitzrayim from to be Avdei Hashem? We say, Avdei Achashverosh, Avdei Hashem anachnu. Halu is Hashem, Avdei Hashem. Ki libnei Yisrael avodim, asher yitzisim eretz Mitzrayim. The only way to work in the Ribbono Shel Olam is if you feel that you are Eved. If you feel that you are Meshubet. It's no musig in Ruchnias. Some people, they learn. They could learn day and night, but they're not Avdei Hashem. What is Avdei Hashem? The Radak says, Moshe Avdi, Avrom Eved Hashem. It says, who is called Eved? Eved is a person that is Meshubet. He's Meshubet. It's not Musa. Friday he just didn't make it. He got up late. He showed up 11 o'clock. As Nishkan Eved Hashem. As a Gor Nishtel. Even if he will learn now from 11 to 7 o'clock by night straight. He's not an Eved Hashem. An Eved is Meshubit. An Eved doesn't have an option one day not to work. One day not to work, the king kills him. This is an Eved. Kilib li Yisrael avodim v'lo yavodim le'avodim. If a person feels that he could have a different Adoin, how you can have a different Adoin? You meshubet the Ratzon Hashem. And if you need in the morning to daven, and if you need more time to learn, and more time to do the mitzvahs, you can't take an oil of someone else. It's a stire. It's a stire. Oil of someone else is a stire. So Reb Ella would say, Alamon and the Shmuzim, Reb Ella would say, and if this is a stire, he said, this is the reason Avodim, Avod Knaini, is potter from chelik from the mitzvahs. Hashem can't give him the mitzvahs. We can't give him the Torah for such a man. As if he a isha, nish mer from them. He says also the yisoid of the isha that she's potter because she's beetsim mishubet lebayla. She has to fulfill the husband's rezoinus. You can't give her the Eved Hashem, the full of Eved Hashem. Eved that has the odoin can't be mishubet in ganzen. He says a lot of people become Eved to their taivas. He's an Eved to his taiva. One guy's an Eved to hear news. He's not Eved Hashem. One guy's, he's an Eved to eat. So his eating controls his life, yeah? It's to find a good place to eat Shabbat. He's meshubet to the eating, yeah? He's meshubet to his food. One guy's meshubet to his comfortable. One guy's meshubet to friends. It's a stira to avodas Hashem. Miyad noch matnteire. Ki libne Yisrael avodim v'le avodim le avodim. Then I would say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that to work by someone else is a stira to the Ribbono Shel Olam, if to work by someone else is a stira to the Bashefel, look how much a person has to be a Eved. And it has to be in such a matzav that when you're in a bad condition, when you klal Yisrael in a chet, see better to zayin from Mitzrayim on this oil. Chinam, it's better. But we know sinishtazeh. But when it's bad to the person, when he's in the chet, what do you think? The Klal Yisrael came to Moshe, geret narishkeit. Moshe would tell him, Meshuge, you're mad, it's normal. Moshe, you're such. And they're getting a whole campaign, everyone is following them. It's better to go to Mitzrayim. Meshuge, they killed you. Well, we're free. The shibud we have now. The avoid of a person to take this shibud, and to machlos besimcha. But as Eved, a person has to be Eved Hashem. And a person is not allowed to mafkia. And if a person atem shamatem ba'al Sinai ki avod ayatem, where's the stira? Avodai v'lay avodim le'avodim. You can't be meshubet to someone else. You can't be meshabet your life to someone else. You have to be meshubet to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is your tafkid. This is your avoda. Avodai v'lay avodim le'avodim. And he says, if a person feels, Reb Ella had a whole shmuz, and he finds himself that one of the taivas of the world, one of the anogas of the world, he feels he's meshubet to them, even if he feels that it doesn't shter his learning, that's a chayin good. You're young, you can do it. It doesn't shter his learning, he's meshubet. You have the prost abachim, Baruch Hashem, they're not here, yeah? That meshubet to sport, lamazagin, yeah? Even if a guy feels that it doesn't shter his learning, he has to stop it. He has to stop it. He's meshubet to news. He has to stop it. Even because it's a stira to be meshubet to something else. Some person becomes meshubet to money. He has to stop it. If it's meshubet to his friends, he has to. He has to stop it. Because there's no way to be matzliach rotzen Hashem If you have shiabudim, kilibne Yisrael avodim v'leavodim leavodim. Then the pasuk goes weiter. V'chiru v'nanoshim v'iku ish esrei u'ba'evan u'ba'egrof. וליומוס ונופה למשקו, אם יוקם ויסלח בחוץ על משנתי וניקו עמקה, רק שיבטו ייתן ורפו ירפה. מכאן שניתנו רשוס לרויפה לרפויס. קופו זכן. I heard what was a mice once at Bnei Brak. Two people were fighting. Gehertzik ven Hashem Shomai. They were fighting, mamish. One of them gave a zetz to his friend on his head. The guy fell on the floor. He lost consciousness. They bring ambulances. They were sure that his brain is cracked. We rufen das exactly. Because they took him to the very chashuv hospitals, made a CT and a TT, all of these modern zachen. Because it checks up. I think they came to $50,000. After 5 hours, the guy woke up, Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. Gewaltig. Baruch Hashem was a very stark clap. All the CTs and the checkups and the blood tests and everything. I'm a rise, out, gekula rois good, Baruch Hashem, and he woke up. Ten, he wakes up, he wants to go out. The hospital says, you know, there's a bill of $50,000 for all of his choshev checkups. So he comes to the guy that hit him. I said, state, verape, rape, sheves ripu, you have to pay ripu. You have to pay ripu. Ripu? On what? He says, what do you mean? $50,000, here's the bill. He says, I gave you a bang and nothing happened to your head and you woke up. Well, they checked, maybe something happened. And they found out that I had a Golnish Giton. And what I'll pay ripu? And what to pay ripu? To do what? So, Rebel Povalski told me, I heard this mice, I think from Rebel Povalski, we were flying together, putting in the plane, I remember. He was telling me this mice. And the based in the Bnei Brak were Mechayev, the person that hit to pay. And Rebel Povalski Gitain is a based in Shel Gazlonim. Based in Shel Gazlonim. Says, why? Said a marshal. Said, a person will take 2 cups of water, and one of them he will put poison, and one not. He will mix them very quickly. We'll take one of them, open the other's mouth, pour it to your friend inside your mouth, and run away. Now the guy was super, maybe he's poisoned. He runs to the hospital, starts to make billions of blood tests. Baruch Hashem, he's not poisoned. The poison is the other one. He has to pay ripui. So the guy shoots his friend with an ear gun. The guy, mamash, you know, he feels it's bleeding. Yeah? He lives in the hospital. Baruch Gitan, it was Fadimian. Beis Shel Gazlonim. As I tell you, Beis Shel Gazlonim. I asked him, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me that for sure you have to pay ripui b'chai gavne. On the first case. On the case of the cops, he said he doesn't think so. But on the case, he said, Mishlokt? This is ripui. This is the way you misrape. This is the way you misrape. This is klo. Luyutsu, you need to check up and then you find out how to. Marshal, you go to the ambulance and you find out how to help. Das nishkin chayle. This is bedarke arifur. Here was Nisbar Lemais as Bidafnish. But you're right, Darga Rifur say that you have to start to look for it. Actually, stop it, but one of the Lomdim once wanted to bring a rye from a thesis in Babi Kamel Amit Gimel that you put to. If thesis in Babi Kamel clears if you have to pay ripui in an animal. Thesis says, in an animal you never have to pay ripui. Why? And a person, you have to pay ripui. An animal, I give a clap to my friend. The animal was worth 100, now it's worth 80. Don't be merape. Sell it for 80, and I'll add 20. I pay the price difference. But a ripui, you can't pay me the price difference. I don't want to stay sick. I have a right to become better. So Mezak Tesis, by behemoth, never no get a ripui. Because you don't have to pay ripui. You just sell the behemoth, and you pay the difference. Let the other guy to merape. You don't have to merape. So Shai, what would it be if a person gives such a clap to a cow? Now it's a suffix if she broke her head or not. So after she mishpah mi suffix, you don't have to pay. Because it has a chenanika. But if it would be a chiyuv ripu, you would have a right to make these checkups. So the chur is a right that ripu is not mechayavit. I remember before in Kiev, we say refuah shleima. What is a refuah shleima? Refuah shleima. So he said, there's 3 things we say shleima. We have tshuva shleima, also refrain, we say tshuva shleima, Geula Shleima and Refuah Shleima. What are the three Zachen? Refuah Shleima, Geula Shleima and Tshuva Shleima. So he said that in Tshuva Shleima steht in Rambam Sheyoid Olav Yodea Ta'alumois Shelo Yoshuv Lechetze. Ra'ayinu, the Tshuva is not stand that now he has Charote. It's a Zach Charote that Yoid Olav Yodea Ta'alumois Shelo Yoshuv Lechetze. He could do the Aveira again al Sunuzai. But as what he was nishtarish bechet, Yod of Yedet ha'alumois, shelo yoshuv lechet ze. Geula Shleima is also the Zohar B'Zach. We had the Moshel Geula after Bayi Sheini. I was not given a Geula Shleima. It was in between. The Geula Shleima will be, v'kabtzeinu yachad, v'mashiach will come, this will be the Geula Shleima. Also, Refuah Shleima, we bet that, you know, a modern person is misrapim. When it comes winter, again, he suffers on his bone. Then it's very sensitive, he gets sick again because Amalek got a clap, so it goes back. The Refuah Shleima has to be Shiyon Yudea Ta'alumis Shelo Yoshuv Lechetze. And because the Gemara says Mikan Shenitno Refuah Shus LaRoife LeRapris. So Shemazam Neuerbach, Rebach, he told us as Amalek Hasim Sefer was sitting with his Talmidim and someone came in Apikoyres. And he asked, what's the pshat in Shmoneser? We say, Roife choylei amo Yisroel. So this is his merapa also the good? So we have good hospitals, choshve doctors, professors in the ganze world. What is Roife choylei amo Yisroel? What is Roife choylei amo Yisroel? Shem is merapa, not only by us. It's merapa also by the good. So Chasam Sefer told him, Mechfashteinish, we say every morning, Roif Echol Basor Mafli Lassois. So we talk and say, Roif Echol Basor. So what does the Roif Echol Le'amo Yisrael? We say, Roif Echol Basor. So I asked me to steer it. So we say, Roif Echol Basor. How do we say, Roif Echol Le'amo Yisrael? So Chasam Sefer told him like this. By the Goyim, a person is sick. He gets a punishment. Hashem gives him the punishment, how much he deserves. So Lama Zagni has a virus, he gives him a week for a punishment. He's misadre that he goes to the doctor, he pays money. But the bets and the machle was for this amount of years, this amount of sickness. This is Roif Echol Basar. By the Yidden, the Moshe, a person is gzeira on him to be sick for X amount of time. But he does tshuva, so Hashem is merapi him even before the time. This is roif echoy le'amu Yisrael. By the world, it's roif echol basol. It's roif echoy le. When the choy le has finished, when he finishes what he deserves to be choy le, then ein echanami is merapi. But by the yitn is roif echol basol. Roif echoy le'amu Yisrael. He's merapi even when you are choy le, then the Rebbein Shalom is merapi. Shemazam will say it over, he would say, but when the guy, the Apikoyres, went out, the Talmidim told the Chasim Sefer, Rebbe, that's our Teretz for Apikoyres. We want the real Teretz. Chasim Sefer told him, I'll tell you the real Teretz. The real Teretz is Roif Echol Baso. Roif Echol Baso. Why we say Roif Echol Le'amu Yisrael? Chasim Sefer said, Vail. The Gemara says, Bepnei man nitkeno refoeinu bebroch ha-shminis. Mipnei milo shenitno b'shmini. Refoeinu is the broch ha-shminis in 18. Mipnei ma nitkino refoeinu b'broch ha-shminis. Mipnei milo shenitno b'shmini. So the Razai. Be'etzem the refoeinu is coming from the machle that every time people have. And what machle everyone, people every time have, is the machle from mile alamol people will have. Agav mile, we already asked for the refoe for everything else. But the side of the refoeinu, the tekonev, Birkas refoeinu bashmini, was nitken kenegin mila shenitna bashmini. So while it was nitken kenegin mila shenitna bashmini, so b'meila we say, roif echoy le'amo Yisrael, because this was taken nitken in that time. Then the Pasuk says, v'chiyaki ish esein avdoi v'esein amosri v'shichato l'chofshi yeshalchenu tachas eino. If you take out the shein ve'ayin from the eved goes out free. So I remember when I was a kid, before my bar mitzvah, I was in America, came over to me, Alta Yid, I don't remember who it was. He came over and he told me that Reb Yankov Kamenetsky would ask kids in Parshas Mishpatim, what is the Pshat? No, not Parshas Mishpatim, sorry. I was learning Masechta Brochas. I was in Camp Zucker in Zucker up in the mountains. I don't know if it exists now. And I was sitting there outside, I was 12 years old, I was learning Masechta Brochas. Chazrin quick to Masechta. I had a friend with the Tzim. Chazrin quick. Masechta Brochas, and this Alta Yid came. And he said that Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky would faher kids on Masechta Brochas. And this was the faher that he fahered. Why, when you take out a Shen ve'eved from the Shen ve'ayin from the Eved, the Eved goes out l'cheiros? It's a punishment to the other that he was not careful. You have an Eved. You stop hitting him, you're breaking his teeth. So, we're punishing you. You can deserve a punishment. Other name. It's a payment for the Eved. He lost his eye, he lost his teeth. So, we want to fulfill his payment, his feet, his teeth. The Ainu, as if you pay money, but you can't pay an Eved money, so you pay him by freedom. So the Shaila is, the freedom is a payment for the Eved when he lost his eye and he lost his teeth. It's a payment for the Eved. Or is that it's a payment for the Eved? It's a punishment to the other that he was not careful. This was the file from Rabbi Yankov. The answer was, I don't remember if I knew it or not, but the answer was that it's a Gemara in Brochas Dafei. Gemara in Brochas Dafei, the Gemara says, Ashrei ha'ish asher tiyasrenu kol mitoyroscho telamdenu. Al tikri mitoyroscho telamdenu, elo mitoyroscho telamdenu. Gemara says, Isurim memarkim kol avinoisov shel odom, shenemar Ashrei ha'ish asher tiyasrenu kol mitoyroscho telamdenu. Al tikri telamdenu telamdenu, dovor ze mitoyroscho lomadnu, shisurim memarkim kol avinoisov shel odom. The first one, the Omar says, Nema bris bemelach, venema bris beisuri. Ma melach memarik es abosu, raf isuri memarik ima venezim shel odom. The other man, the Omar says, Kal vachayma mishen v'ay. Uma shen v'ay in shem roshe yavorim shel eved. Eved yoitza boem lecheirus. Isurim shem memarik im kol avenezim shel odom. Halachas kama v'kama. So one man, the Omar, learns it out from melach. Ma melach memarik es abosu, raf isurim memarik im kol avenezim shel odom. And the other man, the Omar, holds, no. We learn it out from Kal Vachayma v'shen v'ayin. Ma shen v'ayin. Shem Rosh Yevorim shel Eved, Eved Yoytze l'chayrus, af Isurim. And I heard Taken af Kemina once. If you learn out from Melach, Melach is b'marik de bosar afilu on Kavone. Shen v'ayin is only b'kavone. If the person has Isurim, if the first man, the Omar, it's mechaper afilu on Kavone. If the second man, the Omar, the Omar, the Kavone. But Mikol Bokim, what is the Kal Vachomer? If the Shen Ve'ayin is a punishment to the other that he was not careful, what is the Shaykh? That if a person has Yisurim, Memarkim Kol Avonoisim Shel Odom. If it's a payment for the Eved, the Ainu, you deserve, instead of a Shen Ve'ayin, freedom, so for sure, instead of Yisurim, you deserve to Memarkim Kol Avonoisim Shel Odom. But if it's not a payment for the Eved, it's a punishment to the other, so there's no Raya Bichlal from Shen Ve'ayin. This is the Raya, as Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky would bring the Gemara and Brachas. So I remember once I was by Reb Chaim Kreisfeld, and he was faharing a kid. If shor, that is moitzi shen v'ayin from my eved, is potur rechayev. He was faharing a bacher, a young bacher. So I whispered to the bacher, it's a mishnah baba kame, that shor, that is moitzi shen v'ayin, is potur. I told him, say chovdalad, chovdalad, say baba kame, chovdalad, amud beis. So Chaim Kreisel picked up his head and he said, "Well, a chokhmah that you know about becoming, what are you trying to do here?" So I told him, "Okay, it's nishkin chokhmah, but I can frag in the rova shaila." It's a new frag. He said, "Shen ve'ayin, is a payment or a punishment?" He said, "Ah, that's the easy one. Broch is dafei." This is the amount that he said. "That's a light one. Broch is dafei." Maybe he knew it from before, Vesach nicht. This is what he told me half and all. This is not like the Brochas Dafei. This is the amount as Chaim Kreisel was shoylet in Shas. want to finish with the argument that I had. It's talking about Metzia, if you could bring a raya from Metzia, with Chaim Kanievsky, when I was a bacher, this shyly came up. The aloch, the shayt in the parsha, kol almono v'ger v'yosim loisanu. I want to tell you, it's not my akdome, it's really beginning late, I have to say this akdome, that, as I kach shomati, I think I heard it from Beis Brisk, kach shomati, that in Parshas Mishpatim, the Chumashir has to be an Mishpatim, Nishno of Musa. Because the Musa is in Parshas Mishpatim that the Aleph base by uns in Teire is to be Makbid of Yedder Zach by Yedder the other person. The Eina Mishpatim that we were Makbid, that straight Nochmat in Teire, the Aleph base is that we were Makbid on Din Choshen Mishpat. So, don't find that this Pasuk one thing that is not Negat Choshen Mishpat and give Musa. Forget, Misasik Choshen Mishpat. This is the limut. By us, Choshen Mishpat is the Aleph base. That we are very misasik and ben adam lachaveiroi. Every prat and ben adam lachaveiroi by us is gufei teire. Not in the parsha. The whole chumash is saying this message. Don't find, oh, we're not learning, we're not making this, we're not making this. So, the shayt in the posuk, kol yosim v'chol almon eloisanu. The shayla is like this. This shayla, be'etzem, I think, is a sefer that one of the Dayonim in Belz, Shevet Akehosi, he declares there, if almona that got married is weiter isuf kol almona leisanu, or after she got married is ois almona. Is ois almona. What is the tzadas here? And leket Yoishev for Talmid Truma Sadesh and state, Hoyo nizar bekvoid ishtoi ki almona neso. As I said at the Tumas Adeshin. Hoyo nizar bekvoid ishtoi ki almona neso. In Rashin, Bob Metzir, Dafla Metchesa Mudbeis, steht lechur nisht aze. Steht, an our parshe, kol almona vegeru yesu lesanu, vohoyo ki yitzak elai beshomati, כל אלמנו ויוסו ליסאנו כי מאן ישאנו יש יצא ושמעתי עליי וכור אבי וראי גם אחר ואין שייכם אלמנו יש ובניכם יסוימים says if you mad at them I will kill you ואין אין שייכם אלמנו יש ובניכם יסוימים רק דגמורן במציר אף למתחס עמוד בייס I'm sure you learned it already ממש מה שנאמר והורגתי אסכם אין יודע שאין שייכם אלמנו יש ובניכם יסוימים אלו Rashi brings down, the Gemara says that they will go to the war and they'll be killed, and you will not know if they killed or not. And Bemele, you will stay aguna, and you will never manage to get married. Rashi says, "Venishores almonos leoilo." Dainu, and they will stay almonos leoilo. It's mashma in Rashi that you stay almone. He brings rais lekan velekan. He has rais in the Chuvedotan lekan velekan. I sent Reb Chaim Kanievsky with the Raya from the Ma'aril. Chaim Kanievsky told me that it's mistabit to him that after she gets married, she's not almona anymore. It's a shtickle dirk in the Rambam. Nishtaze. The Rambam says, Ad Mosa yu Yosoi. Doesn't say Ad Mosa yu almona. But it's nishkin kashe. Ad Mosa is Yosem. The Rambam says, when he gets married and he has a house, he doesn't have a din of Yosem anymore. Almona, his cousin is almona. But the shaila is, I was the Pshamah to Masadesha. So I heard from the Chosin, I sent this cash to my father-in-law. And he sent me a letter. He sent a very posh pshat. Why when Almona gets married, is Ois Almona? She has a husband. Rashi says, why call Almona Loisanu? Because she mitzta'eres, I don't have a husband to stand up for me. So Masadesha married Almona. But when Nizal bekvayed ishtek Almona nesa. So when he starts up with her, she says, "Ay, chaval, I lost my old husband." So she's nochem al almona. So mele, when the husband is not good, so she remembers, "I'm old, he went good, the alte man." So mele doesn't to me yashiv, they call almona v'gal esan.